Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I said good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Right now, we'd like to ask you to put your hands together. Let's welcome to the stage the B.B. King Blues Orchestra under directions of Walter King. Thank you. To say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to say for the past few minutes, been entertained by the B.B. King Blues Orchestra, directed by Mr. Walter King. How about a nice hand for Walter and the band? Thank you. And right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we'd like to bring him down front for his first and only time of the evening. So how about it? A nice warm St. Louis welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B. King. Thank you.
down the quarter, just ran the clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got more that I'm gonna keep. Let me get down, girls.
Be with us this evening. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Previous Stone, we featured our guitarist. Young man that gives me guitar lessons daily. He's so good, I call him the Fabulous Warren. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fabulous Warren, Leon Warren. Ladies and gentlemen. Set me free.
Thank you very much. We featured our keyboard, James Tony. May I hear it for James Tony, please?
Thank you very much. We thank you. Thank you. Listen, when I'm talking to you, you think you ought to do this. Anything you want to do, gotta be the food you gotta be out of your mind. Long as I can, I stand the call in the ball. I don't want you to say nothing. I don't want to take care of you. I don't want to work with you. I don't want to pay the bills. I don't want no mouth from you.
Featured our trumpeter, James Bolden, ladies and gentlemen. Boogaloo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
have you ever been mistreated? Then you know what I'm talking about. If you ever been mistreated, then you know what I'm talking about. I tell you, I worked 5 long years for one woman, and she had the nerve to kick me out. Got a job at a steel mill, chucking steel like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, I went straight home. Again, we're featured our keyboard player, James Coney.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we thank you. Thank you very much.
down. Thank you.
featured our bass, Mighty Mike, Michael Doster, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you.
Doing now is a little blues love song. And it's titled, Darling, You Know I Love You. I'm sure a lot of you want to tell you that sometimes it's like the song that I'm so crazy about, you're always on my mind. Sometimes we just don't tell them when we should. Later when we think we should. So tonight, we'd like to dedicate this one to all of you. Thank you. Because my birthday is the 16th of next month. But thank you anyway. You're the first. Thank you so much. In a few moments, we're going to feature our young saxophonist up here. The young man that happened to think that he's God's gift to women. Yeah, there he is, folks, there he is. But in the meantime, we'd like to dedicate this one to all of the ladies. Well, hello there. We're going to ask all you ladies that came out and brought your guy, excuse me, brought your person with you. We're going to ask you to slide up a little closer to yours. Now you might ask, B, why would you want us to do that? I feel that it might be some ladies in the room this evening that didn't have anyone to bring with them. And it could be some ladies in the room with us this evening that didn't want to be bothered with the one that do have and are looking for somebody else to replace them. Whatever the case might be, during the duration of this song, ladies, you have our permission to walk the aisles. I didn't say stage, I said the aisles. The aisles. And ladies, should you find someone that strikes your fancy, you have our permission to go ahead and kiss them. That's only during the duration of the song, of course. Gentlemen,
I said, gentlemen!
All right, then. All right. Well, you ain't got nothing to do with it. All you do is sit there, pucker, and pray. Are you ready, ladies?
Are you ready, ladies? Darling, you know I love you. I love you, baby. For myself. And I would love to be with you, baby. Love to be with you, baby. Always. When night began to fall, I cried alone, and I wish, baby, I could hold you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Melvin Jackson.
Thank you. Okay.
so much, ladies and gentlemen. Previous tune, we featured Walter King on the saxophone. Walter King, ladies and gentlemen. Someone walked up to me and said, "BB, is that you? Man, I thought you was dead." I looked at him strange and said, "Yeah, it's me. I'm 70 years old and still alive and well." Thank you. Thank you very much. Some of you may not know it, but the band and I have been over in the troubled area. You've been hearing a lot about it, I'm sure. We've been over the Bosnia. It was in Croatia. And another one I can't call, Sarajevo. We were there. I'd like to tell you just a little something about it. When we first started, naturally, we was overseas doing one-nighters, a lot of festivals, jazz and blues festivals, rock festivals, you name the festivals, and we were there. So we left from Frankfurt, Germany, in one of those great big planes. They call it the C-130. Yeah. I didn't know the difference. C-130, 140, 145, whatever. Yeah, but it was big enough to put this stage and some more in it. Huge plane. Never seen nothing like that. Of course, when you sit down, it wasn't no padded seats like TWA or Delta or something. You just there, you in there. Big barn. Yeah. So the captain says, "B, we're flying over the Alps. Come on up and take a look."
Yeah, okay.
I go up in the cockpit, that's what they call it. And I sit up there and I watch and I looked all of those Alps, Swiss Alps. Then I start to think about it. When I was taking flying lessons, the person that was teaching me says, my instructor I should say, "You always look for some place, B, to set your plane down if you get in trouble." So I'm sitting in the cockpit looking. I don't see no place to set this big plane down. So I went back to my seat and I sat down. Well, usually in the evening, Lucille and I take a little nap.
So I went back and I sat down and took a little nap. But when I woke up, the crew of eight, all of them was in combat readiness. They all had them funny looking jackets on with flashlights and stuff all on them. On the side, they had an Army 45. And they had them funny looking hats on. Not the kind they had when I went in the Army in 43, but they had these new kinds. But then I noticed they all was peeping out of the little peephole windows in the plane. It was like this here. Everybody, the crew of eight, all looking. So I was a little inquisitive. What are you looking for? They said, missiles. Well, I was quite uneasy for a while. But we went on over there. When we got there, found a lot of young people and young thinking people. And they're doing a good job over there, ladies and gentlemen. They're really helping to keep the peace over there. So if you have relatives, loved ones, or just somebody you know, or even if you don't know anyone, write them anyway. They'd be happy to hear from you. You'd be doing them a good turn. And they need it because they're doing a good job for us over there. But one more thing I'd like to say before I get into this next song. I knew about 3 months or so before we went over there because naturally they wanted to check us out and see that we were who we say we were. But anyway, I mentioned to the band and I said, fellas, I'm going to Bosnia. And I know it's a trouble area. You don't have to go if you don't want. In other words, I won't hold it against you. And each one of them said, we're going with you. And they started with these two out front here. So I'd like to give my band a big hand. I'm real proud of these guys. Thank you, thank you. Oh, you're good to us, St. Louis. Well, thank you. All right. I tell you, though, when I left them, they had the blues. I'll travel for miles around. Seemed like everybody want to put me down. Because I'm a blues man. But I'm a good man, understand. Went down to the bus station, looked up on the wall. My money was too light, couldn't go nowhere at all. I'm a blues man, but I'm a good man, understand. That I carry, oh, it's so heavy. You see, seem like it ain't nobody in this great big world that would wanna help on me. But that would be all right, people. Just give me a break. Good things come to those who wait, and I've waited a long time. I'm a blues man, but a good man, understand. St. Louis. Somewhere hanging around the Fox Theater. Nightlife. Ain't no good life. But it's my life. Yes, it is. All the people, just like you and me. Yeah!
Everybody's dreaming, dreaming about the old used to be. Nightlife ain't no good life. Hey, but it's my life. Listen to what they're saying. Hey, listen to the blues. Listen to the way they're playing.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're good. Thank you. We love you too. Thank you.
some people said love to gamble. A strictly game of give and take. Some people say love, love, love is a gamble. Some people say it's strictly game of give and take. But my baby took all I gave her. That give and take stuff's a fake.
you're good. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm having fun. I hope you are.
Thank you. Don't let nobody tell you playing the blues is not fun, because it is. I have a good time.
To us. We thank you so much. May I ask for one for my conductor, my arranging conductor. He's also my nephew, Mr. Walter King, ladies and gentlemen. Walter King! Now may I have one for all of the blues boys, ladies and gentlemen. The blues boys! Thank you. I can't hear you, St. Louis. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've been so good to us as you always are. Ladies and gentlemen. How about one for Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd? Mr. Deborah McClinton. The Neville Brothers. Oh, you're so good to us. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight two of my good friends. A lot of you know them. A lot of you know of them. One of them, we call him the father, but he's not as old as I am. Father Lou Tarns, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's one. have the missus with him. Lou, are you up there? He's way up there, they tell me. So give him a big hand. Lou Tyne, ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, the young man that's just about as old as I am. He was the guy that helped me so much. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Palace Theater in Memphis, Tennessee, he used to run the show. It was the amateur show, and each time he went on, you got a dollar. But I never did win, but he always would let me on. Speaking of my good friend, it's none like him, the great Rufus Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Rufus Thomas! I can't hear you! Thank you both for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, my guitar, Lucille, my name, B.B. King, and we love you. Thank you very much.
Good night, Scott!